This was a wonderful idea, husband. For years, I've read stories about this town, learning everything I could about what actually happened here. Ever since I was a girl, I've dreamed of visiting this place, and I could think of no better time of the year than on Valentine's Day. Of course I'm being serious. Could you think of a better time than right now, in the middle of a cold and dreary February, to visit Salem, Massachusetts, the epicenter for the largest witch hunt in America? Just look at it. The bitter, freezing air, the dark, gray ocean waves crashing against the shore, the knowledge that 330 years ago, a group of half-mad townspeople began prosecuting and eventually doomed 24 innocent men and women to death for the crime of witchcraft, based solely off the ramblings of 7 teenage girls. It is absolutely breathtaking. And a little ironic, considering that, according to Grandmama, there were dozens of witches living all over New England that the Puritans never even noticed. Apparently, no one considered that witches might be able to use magic to avoid being detected by a group of farmers waving pitchforks and Bibles. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. There are so many things that I want to do while we're here. Of course, we will have to visit the Salem Witch Museum. There's also the anti-Valentine tour of Salem, where they tell dark and ghostly stories of love gone wrong throughout Salem's past. Oh, and did you know they put on a live reenactment of the witchcraft examination of Bridge Bishop, where the audience gets to play the jury? I cannot imagine a more enjoyable way to spend an evening than condemning a complete stranger to death. Oh, why, yes, my dear. I suppose I do feel a little giddy, but what do you expect? This is our first real vacation since our child has been born. As much as I love the little bundle of, joy, these last few months have been absolutely exhausting. The crying, the diapers, the 3 a.m. feedings. It has been torture, and not the good kind of torture. Oh, don't worry, darling. The baby is perfectly safe with my parents. Mostly, I think. As long as they stay away from Father's train set. And Uncle Fester's room. And Grandmama's potions. You know what? Never mind. I'm sure everything will probably be fine. Let's just enjoy ourselves. Speaking of enjoying ourselves, it's been quite a while since we were alone. There are still a few hours left before our dinner reservations, and we have this whole cottage to ourselves. How will we spend the time, my dear? Oh my! Husband, that is quite the collection of ropes you have there. And whips, and paddles, blindfolds, and gags, nipple clamps, and candles. It seems you have quite the evening planned for us. How lovely. I was starting to fear that fatherhood has made you soft, but it seems I was... Oh! My goodness. I didn't realize that you were so pent up. It's almost frightening to see you so ravenous. Take me, my darling. I'm yours. Do whatever you want with me. This is your vacation as well. You owe it to yourself to enjoy it as much as you can. I am begging you. Use my body however you see fit. Oh, yes, that's it, my love. Tear my clothes off. Rip them to shreds. I don't care. All that matters is your pleasure. Let me be a good little housewife and humbly do whatever you ask of me. Yes, of course, my dear. Whatever you want. Why do you ask? You have a particular fantasy you want to try out? Really? Well, what do you have in mind? So you're just gonna throw me onto the bed like a common harlot? So bold. Very good, darling. Pin my arms behind my back. Get my legs, too. Tie them nice and tight. You wouldn't want me getting loose now, would you? There. Perfect. Now, what exactly do you have planned for me? What was that? You want me to confess? Confess to what? Confess to being a witch? Oh, I see. But sir, I am just a simple Puritan woman. I know nothing about witchcraft. Will you please let me go? Only if I admit to being a witch? You have ways of making me confess? I see. Well, I suppose you will have to do your worst then. What are you doing with that whip? Oh, fuck! Oh, shit! No! It's been a long time since I felt the sting of a lash. I almost forgot how good it felt. Harder! I said harder! Do you even want me to confess? I refuse to give in to such a weak attempt at torture. Perhaps I was right before. Maybe fatherhood has made you soft. Oh, that is more like it! Oh, yes! Break me! Make me scream! That was incredible, but I still have not confessed. Oh, on my back now. What do you have planned for me next? Oh, but I swear I am innocent. Nipple clamps? Wait. Oh! Oh, shit. Ooh, that stings so bad. Now pull on them. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Wait, are you lighting a candle? You're not really going to pour hot candle wax on my fair and porcelain skin, are you? Please, no! I'm innocent, I swear, I... Oh, God, it hurts! More! What? Am I being too loud? What are you... Nice try, but I can't confess if you have me gagged. Now can I? It looks as though, no matter how hard you try, there's no pain that you can inflict on this body of mine that will force me to confess. Whatever will you do? Whoa, I see. If pain fails, why not try pleasure? That feels very nice. Wait. Nope, that's a little too intense. Wait, stop! Oh God, that's right on my clitoris! are going to drive me insane. Fuck, oh fuck, that feels too good. I am so close. I am going to have an orgasm. What? Shit, why did you stop? Confess. Now? But I'm so close. Please, I beg of you. I am right on the edge. Fine. Yes, yes, I confess. I'm a witch. It's true. I am a bride of Satan himself. I am the devil's loyal servant. I have written my name in his black book and obey his every command. In his name I have corrupted the town with my wicked ways. I have seduced men, violated women, and polluted the land with my debauchery. I admit it. Now please end this vile torture. I need to come. Oh, thank God. I mean, praise Satan. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Oh, I need this so badly. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm coming. Oh, my Satan. Oh. Shit, it seems as if you've won. So, what next? What horrible plans do you have for me now that I've confessed to witchcraft? Sentenced to death? Really? You know, husband, during the trials, it was only the ones who refused to confess who were executed. The ones who did confess were usually just imprisoned or... Okay, I get it. Role play. So, how am I to die then? Hung from a noose? Pressed by heavy stones? Burned at the stake? You know that witch burnings were also a complete myth, right? Death by impalement? Now that is not even close to being accurate. Wait, you don't mean... Why are you lifting me up? You're gonna drop me so I'll fall and take the entire thing up my ass? I see. Oh, but by the nine circles of hell, your holy rod is enormous. So long and thick, it will surely tear my wicked body to pieces. Please have mercy. No, please, I beg of you. I repent. Have mercy on my soul. Forgive me. Oh, God, it's inside of me. Ooh, you literally impaled me on your huge fucking cock. Oh, I'm being torn to pieces. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for my sins. Take me away, Lord. Please, I repent. Forgive me. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. This stake is violating me so ruthlessly. I can feel it thrusting deeper and deeper inside my body. I think I can see heaven. Yeah, I can see it. Oh, they're calling to me. They're calling to me from beyond. I can feel my soul leaving my body. Forgive me, God. I repent. Please send me to heaven. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. Ah! was incredible. I think I really did die for a minute there. Your cock is truly an effective form of execution. Although I should mention that death by impalement is historically inaccurate for the Salem witch trials. Most of the accused were actually executed by hanging, dangling from a rope, gasping for air. Maybe after dinner you can tie me back up again and execute me properly. I would love to try breath play. Happy Valentine's Day, mi amor. Mm-hmm.